96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We have heard so much talk about bullying and the detrimental effects it has on victims. But what about the children who are doing the bullying? Where does this come from? How do you know if your child is doing it? And how do you correct this behavior? Well, this is National Bullying Prevention Month, and we're looking into this issue tonight. My guests are Susan Greenfield. She is the director of the Citywide Bullying Prevention Program for Washington, D.C., and Dr. Kalita Forbes, a clinical therapist and expert on the bullying issue. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate this. Now, let me first get straight to this issue. Can we get a working definition, Dr. Forbes, for bullying?
Absolutely. It's a very simple definition that we can use. Bullying is actually defined as any unwanted aggressive behavior among school-age children that involves a real or perceived power imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Suzanne, how do you know if a child is being a bully, if they are terrorizing other children in school? Are there any signs?
There are signs, and it goes back to the definition that we just got. We really need to start asking kids what's going on and talking to them and watching and observing, because we can see patterns and we can see behavior happening. So, yeah, we can look for it. We can look for signs for it, and we look at kids who might be more vulnerable and might more likely be targets of bullying, and really sort of pay attention to those kids and what's happening.
But if it's your child who is doing this, what should you look for, and how do you know if you don't expose yourself to your child and your child's peers when they are interacting? Are there any signs that you may see? I mean, your little angel could be, using the correct fork and knife and spoon at the dinner table. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But when they get to school, other kids are terrified of them. So how do you know?
It's not easy, and it's not an easy thing for parents to confront. Nobody wants to hear that their child is a bully. But one of the important things is really starting to ask them about those relationships and those dynamics and what goes on. Asking them about their day, not just what they learned in school, but who are they with at lunch and what did they do on the playground. So you get a better sense of what their interactions are with other kids. And then you also look for signs of secretiveness or them not showing you what's happening or not telling you a full story and you're hearing things from other people. So there are things you can look for.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Forbes, when you've had an opportunity to speak to young children who are the perpetrators of bullying activity, what do they say? What clues lead you to believe that they are perpetrators of this kind of activity? Dr. Forbes, can you hear me? Dr. Forbes? Okay, we will check back with Dr. Forbes.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, my question, Dr. Forbes, was when you have an opportunity to talk to children that are bullies, what do they say? What do you hear from them? What makes you say, aha, there it is?
Well, usually it's children that are in fear. They'll come to you and tell you that it's something that they want to talk with you about, that they're having some problem, but you can hear and see that they're very afraid to disclose to you what's going on. So fear of any any sense like that lets you know that the child is being abused or mistreated in some form or fashion by someone in their life.
Well, my question wasn't so much about the victims of bullying. My question was about those that are committing bullying acts. When have you had an opportunity to interact with them? Is there anything that they say? Is there something that they do around adults that would be kind of a warning sign?
Absolutely. If you have an adolescent or a child that's extremely angry, if they're aggressive in their language or their language is very negative or abusive, that's actually a signal to let you know that they could be being aggressive and abusive to their peers, if that's the way that their language is. And so if you just pay attention to the language of young people, it can give you some clues about how they might be interacting with their peers.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, I'd like to hear from some parents about their experiences with their children, other parents and children, as they try to correct this issue, as they try to fix it. We're also going to talk about quite possibly where this is coming from. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about bullying. Is your child doing it? We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing bullying tonight. Is your child doing it, and what can you do about it? My guests are Suzanne Greenfield, director of the Citywide Bullying Prevention Program for the District of Columbia, and Dr. Kalita Forbes, a clinical therapist and expert on the bullying issue. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I'll try to get to all of your phone calls. If you can't get through, please keep trying. Of course, we will continue to have this discussion on Sirius XM after 7:30, so please keep trying. Before the break, Suzanne, you were about to make a point about some of the signs that you hear or see from young people who are bullying.
I think another sign to look for is a lack of empathy. Kids who do not take responsibility for their actions, do not feel empathetic towards the other person that they may have hurt, is a really good warning sign also that we may be dealing with a kid who's using their power inappropriately and targeting other kids.
It almost sounds a little, dare I say, sadistic, where, you know, they you know, enjoy inflicting pain, emotional or physical pain on another child without feeling anything.
There's so many reasons why kids could bully. It may be a learned behavior. They may do it because they've been successful at it and it's gotten them what they want. Mm-hmm. Usually it's an unmet need, and there could be a lot of reasons for that being the case. But what we need to do is change the behavior. We need to teach them a better behavior to get what they need.
I want to talk about that unmet need, too, a little bit later. But first, let me go to the phone lines. Tanya, calling from Glen Burnie. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was calling my daughter. When she was in third grade, we experienced it as far as her being the actual bully from me receiving a call from a parent. It's my daughter. Everybody that knew her, she was a happy child. She lived in a two-parent household. But this short period of time, it was the group of girls that she was with at school, and this was a private school on top of that. The older kids always took to her. So to get what she wants from the kids that was in her grade level, she would, you know, say things and kind of like manipulate a little bit and led them to believe that if the kids didn't do what she said, that the older kids wasn't going to get them.
Peer pressure issues, sounds like.
Exactly. So, of course, as a parent, I immediately addressed it because I'm not going to deal with my child bullying anyone the same way I don't expect the same as far as somebody bullying her.
So what did you say to your daughter, and what was her response?
Well, when I received the phone call late one night, I kind of addressed it at that point with her, and then we met with the other parents at the school. and, you know, address the issue in reference to as far as about, you know, the bullying situation. It's not going to be tolerated.
But what did you say to your daughter? I guess, what was the language that you used?
I explained to her that what she is doing is not right. You call these kids your friends, but yet and still you're doing things that to get them to do what you need. I told her, keep in mind what you're doing. What comes around will go around. I said, you cannot treat people that way. I said, how would you feel if you were being treated the same? And, of course, with a sad face, she didn't. She told me, no, she wouldn't want that. So I said, you don't exemplify that behavior if you don't want that exemplified to you.
Do you believe that behavior has been corrected, that there are no more problems with her bullying others?
Yeah, she's 15 years old. She's 15 years old now. And no time for that. She's always been a beautiful child, but I don't know what happened during this spurt of time. Because me and my husband was like, you know, this behavior is not our kid. Because then she was using in private school, because, you know, as a parent, you think you put your child in private school, they're getting the best education, they're, you know, being taught well, but yet and still, you know, they was using this foul language. She was using foul language, and we don't use it in our household, so it came like a real big shock.
Well, Tanya, thank you. I appreciate your input. I'm going to ask my guests about this after the break. So if you are on the phone, please hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown tonight with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More about bullying. Is your child doing it? And what can you do about it? Stay with us.